some of these the organized crime gangs that use motorcycles as an intimidation tool, they actually have a structure. They have presidents, vice presidents, sergeant at arms, treasurers, and then they have the little worker bees and all different levels of members that are involved in the organized crime with a budget and a structure.
And you hear the word motorcycle gang, I think automatically you think back to maybe the late 60s, early 70s. Has there been a resurgence in them, or did they really ever go anywhere?
No, I don't believe that the concept of the motorcycle gang criminal elements that we're talking about ever went anywhere. Maybe media has backed off a little bit, but there's not been a real decrease in the number of these gangs. It's just maybe the attention has not been given them.
Who's drawn to a biker gang?
It's going to be someone that needs a sense of belonging. They need to belong to something. They need a family. And they're actually a good family structure. They take care of their own. So it's going to be someone that has a want or a need for an organized structure to their life, but is also predisposed for a profit motive, a money motive, or a violent crime motive.
Is this what they do full time? Do they work? Do they hold down regular jobs? And this is kind of a hobby?
Well, during ATF's investigations in the past, we've learned in many instances, especially on your more well-known, well-organized motorcycle-type gangs, that the members actually hold real jobs, good jobs. There are lawyers, there are doctors, there are accountants, there are have been members of the police profession, not sworn officers, but maybe dispatchers or other people related to a government entity. So it's not like they get up in the morning and they biker gang all day and they go to bed and the next day they get up and they biker gang all day. A lot of these people have well-established accountant jobs, really high professional jobs, but they are also members of these illegal organized gangs.
Well, so what's the draw? If I'm a doctor or I'm an attorney, I would think that a violent motorcycle gang would be one of the last places that I would spend my time. What for folks like that, why?
Well, no profession is immune from a certain element wanting to stray or wanting to be part of something greater than themselves, whether it's a deity or a well-organized, well-structured, organized crime unit such as a motorcycle gang.
The indictment that we're talking about details biker gang on biker gang crime. Do they ever go outside of that realm?
Well, of course. Anybody that is believed to be a factor that could impede on the progress of whatever the gang's goal is, if you get in their way, basically, depending upon what their goal is, yeah, absolutely, they all target you and you'll pay for it.
Are these gangs ever threats to the general public? Should you, me, our listeners be concerned that this is something that exists here in the area?
I do not believe that if you're riding on the interstate and you see a group of these headed to the beach or headed to a rally or somewhere and they're sporting their colors and they're being who they are, there's a threat. Biggest reason is they're not secret. They're not secret to law enforcement. They're not private. We know what they do, whether they engage in community activities and providing toys for children at certain times of the year. All these public nice things that are planned are a facade. In reality, we know what they do. We have agents and we have undercover with them a lot more than they would like to believe. But I also know they know it. So they do not generally want to bring all this attention to themselves. So if you just see them riding down the road as a private citizen, I believe really there's little to no threat just by simply having contact with them. However, if you threaten their business or if you threaten their turf, or their code, and they all have a code. If you threaten that, it doesn't matter if you're law enforcement, it doesn't matter if you're a private citizen, it doesn't matter if you're a member of another gang, you need to watch for retaliation.